ज्ञानत मेरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोहिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सोऽसरान्वितम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानुतं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानुतांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभयैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमोऽहं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशचारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हयतगिरिं दत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमो सो टुडे विल हियर फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text number 9 on the subject matter Maharaj Nimi meets with the 9 Yogendras. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. यथा विचित्र व्यसनाद्भि विश्वतो भया मुच्यम हि अञ्जसैव धा तथा न साधि सुव्रत। यथा विचित्र व्यसना भवद्भि विश्वतो भया मुच्यम हि अञ्जसा गधा तथा न साधि सुव्रत। यथा विचित्र व्यसना भवद्भि विश्वतो भया मुच्यम हि अञ्जसा गधा तथा न साधि सुव्रत। गुप्ता जी Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, you are always true to your vow. Please instruct me clearly so that by your mercy I may easily free myself from material existence, which is full of many dangers and keeps us constantly bound in fear. Purport. The word mucchyama is significant here. In the previous verse, Vasudeva stated that because he had been bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord, he could not achieve from the Supreme Personality of Godhead the boon of liberation. Therefore, he is now approaching the pure devotee of the Lord, confident that by the mercy of the Lord's devotee, he will certainly achieve liberation from material bondage. In this connection, the words anjasa, easily, and adha, directly, are very important. Although foolish persons proudly want to jump up directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without accepting his pure devotee as spiritual master, those who are experienced in spiritual science know that by submission and service at the lotus feet of a pure devotee, one directly contacts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 17, Text 27, Lord Krishna has stated, Acharyam mam bijanyat nabamannate karichit. Thus one should understand that the pure devotee of Krishna stands on the same spiritual level as the Lord himself. This does not mean that the pure devotee is also a God. But because of his intimate loving connection with the Lord, he is accepted by the Lord as being the Lord's very soul. In other words, Krishna is always in the heart of his pure devotee, and the pure devotee is always in the heart of Krishna. Although Sri Krishna is eternally the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one without a second, the Lord is more pleased to see his pure devotee worshipped. Therefore, the Lord says, Acharya mang bijaniyat, one must offer the same respect to the Vaishnava spiritual master as one would offer to the Lord. Therefore, as soon as one pleases the Vaishnava spiritual master, one immediately pleases Krishna and makes spiritual advancement. The word anjasa means that this bona fide process is the easiest method of achieving spiritual perfection. And because the pure devotee is a transparent media, the word adha directly is used, indicating that service rendered to the pure devotee goes directly to the lotus feet of Krishna, whereas service one whimsically offers to Krishna directly, bypassing the bona fide spiritual master, is not actually accepted and is therefore useless. Those who actually desire the highest perfection, that of going back home, back to Godhead, blissful kingdom of Krishna, should study very carefully the example shown by Sri Vasudeva in these two verses. He indicates that although one cannot achieve liberation by directly worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can very easily achieve the perfection of life simply by a moment's association with a pure devotee of Lord Krishna, such as Narad Muni, the exalted Vaishnava saint among the demigods. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the word Vishwata Bhayat indicates that Vasudev very much feared the curse of the Brahmanas. As one can become perfect by worshipping the Vaishnavas, by displeasing the Vaishnavas, one can bring about all misfortune. Thus, Vasudev feared the curse delivered by the Brahmanas as Pindaraka Tirtha. Thus, at the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Pakhata Bandhagara. Okay. So yesterday we have discussed the transcendental position of Vasudev, and what is happening here, Vasudev is not the proper suitable candidate for this kind of things. Though he is transcendental, he is not only transcendental, he is eternal associate of Krishna, but he is playing a role in such a way to teach to people in general that how one should take shelter, of whom one should take shelter. And this discussion between Narada Muni and Vasudev has taken place. After that curse, the Yadavas, they were cursed by the rishis because their Samba, one family member of Krishna, as Yadavas being Krishna in their family, they're very powerful, so much so, Krishna before leave the planet, he has worried for the Yadavas. He thought, I killed all the demons, but my family members are very powerful. They make it great havoc on earthly planet. I should take them back with me also. So this incident took place. This boy, they were playing with his friends and some rishis came. And they put something on his belly, like a pregnant woman. And then the rishis came and asked, what will take birth from his stomach, from his womb? That is, from her womb, that is a boy or girl. The rishis, the Trikalagya, they know these people are playing with them. They become very angry. He said, whatever will burn from that womb, that will destroy the Yadavansha. Then they found there is a club, there is an iron piece they had put. So this story you know. So then, that's why here Jiva Goswami pointing out that Vasudev was afraid of this. Thus, Vasudev feared the curse delivered by the Brahmanas at Pindaraka Tirtha. So, in regards to this particular verse, Vasudev, yesterday we heard how he is lamenting that I went through penance. And when time came to ask for boon, being bewildered by illusory energy of Krishna, instead of asking for liberation, I got into family life, Mohita Devamaya. I worshipped him to get a son. But that was a mistake. And this verse interestingly saying that what the purport describes, from that we understand that what you cannot achieve, because he is playing the role of an ordinary man. So to teach us that what you cannot achieve by worshipping God, you can achieve by worshipping a devotee. That is the main theme here. Because he is lamenting, I worshipped you, but I could not get what I am supposed to get. But through this verse saying, he is telling, he is addressing to Narada Muni, that by taking shelter of a devotee, that he is sure that he will become free from this material existence. Saying, Tatha na sadhi subrata, subrata. Oh my dear Lord, you are always true to your bhav. Brata means bhav. Subrata means one who is true to his bhav, he always keeps his bhav, a subrata. Na sadhi. Sadhi means instruct. Please instruct us. Na means ask. Please instruct us. What instruction he wants? So that he wants bhavadvi vishyata bhayad. So only because of you, vishyata bhayad, from this material world, which is full of bhaya. Bhaya means fear. And this place, vichitra vyasana, full of various dangers. So what can be done? Na muchyama, I may be delivered. How delivered? Na easily and adha, directly. Easily and directly. These are the important points been made in this verse that we'll discuss now. Say, my dear Lord, you are always true to your vow. Please instruct me clearly, so that by your mercy, I may easily free myself from material existence, which is full of many dangers and keeps us constantly bound in fear. So, we will discuss first about fear. The two things in this purport and verse comes up. One is about material fear, and another is the mercy of the pure devotees, sadhu sangha. What sadhu sangha brings to our life. So, as far as fear is concerned, this fear itself is a very relative in this material world. Relative in this sense. What is, you feel very fear for, I may not feel very fear for that also. Not necessarily. It varies from person to person. For example, yesterday as I gave example of liberation, how it varies from person to person and what is ultimate liberation. Same way, what is real fear in this material world? For example, one 3-4 months baby or in 6 months baby, is that baby become very scared, very afraid of, very scared. Then if you bring that baby and give the most powerful personality on the earthly planet, the President of America, Barack Obama, you give that baby to Barack Obama, will see that baby feel protected? Will that baby stop crying? Does Barack Obama make any sense to that baby? No. That baby is very scared, very fearful state. But Barack Obama will not do anything for that. It's all she wants to go to her mother's lap. That's it. Here the fear and here the eradication of fear. That fear is relative. All fearful. We are in this material world. Everyone, starting from an ant all the way to Brahma, we are situated in a very fearful state of life. And this fearful state has arisen bhayam ditya abhinivesatasya isa apatyasya viparjaya smritah. Why this bhaya has arisen? Why this fear has arisen? Isa apatyasya. We have turned, isa means Ishwara God, apatyasya means we have turned our face from God. Bhayam ditya abhinivesatasya, and we have contemplating upon secondary object on this material body too much. So that is the cause of the fear. Bhayam ditya abhinivesatasya isa apatyasya viparjaya smritah. This forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna has put us into this very precarious situation in this material world. So, now we'll explore what is this fear? What is the real fear? What is the real danger? Bhagavatam saying that padam padam hi jad vipadam. At every stage there is danger. And these verse Vasudeva saying, bhavadbhi vishyata bhayat. The whole world is full of fear. Every step there is fear. So how this fear is a relative and what is the real fear? As I described to you, a baby, very fearful small baby, and for that baby, just to go to the mother is sufficient to make baby free from fear. So that baby will grow. 4 or 5 years old, he has some sense of understanding. For example, so the father has gone to the office and the neighborhood attacking and there's big fighting. Mother is there. So even if mother is there, he will not feel sheltered or fearless. She will feel scared, oh, my father is not here. What to do? Then when father will come back to house, ah, now father is here, I have no fear. So mother is no more source of fearlessness. Father is source of fearlessness. Then he can fight with his neighbor, okay? So then that boy growing little bit more. So one night, father sleeping, mother sleeping, boy is sleeping with father and mother. He has developed some more sense of understanding. Midnight, whole group of dacoits will attack the house, throwing bombs, breaking the doors. Tell me, even if father, mother there, will this boy become fearless? Even father is there? No. Father, mother are no more source of fearlessness. He is very scared. Oh, dacoits breaking through. Father, mother cannot protect me. Some or other, if you listen, the police coming, blowing the siren, ah, police is here, I have no fear. You understand? How fear is relative, and our conception of fearlessness is relative. It varies from time to time, from person to person. So police is coming, oh, now I have no fear. But in India, if you are in India, you have a little more sense of understanding. Even if police comes, you don't become fearless. Because many times, the thieves, they come with the permission of police. So even if you know, you have that sense of understanding, police will not protect you. You will still in fear, because police will come only after thieves stolen and gone away, then police will come. Because they are initially informed that we are going to steal from this house. This is very much, I don't know, in India and other countries, also happening. It's like this, the rakkhak will be bhakkhak, that's a symptom of Kali Yuga. The protector will kill you. Protector will kill you. It's not only police will kill you, police will kill you. Your government will kill you, your father will kill you, your mother will kill you in the womb of mother. Where protection will get? In Kali Yuga? The most safest place, the womb of mother, and mother will kill you inside the womb. That is a symptom of Kali Yuga. How to speak of police? Police is nothing. The point is, even if police comes, he's very scared. He's very fearful. But, then what is next shelter? If you know some ministers, oh, I know ministers. You call minister, minister will pick up the phone, and then police will listen to minister. Then you feel, minister, I know ministers. I have no fear. People become so arrogant because they know some minister, some political leader. They think as if, you know, they are very powerful because they know the ministers. So for them, mother is not source of fearlessness, neither father nor police, but they know ministers. Okay. The fearlessness you are getting from minister also relative. Because you may know ministers. Sometimes tsunami will come, what a minister will do? Big flood will come, earthquake will come, when everything finish, then minister will come by aeroplane to visit, aerial visits. But everything's finished. So minister was relative, only demigods. Then it depends, oh no, we worship demigods. Indra, Chandra, Varun, protect us, protect us. Then people take shelter of demigods. But how much demigod can help? They are also in danger also. The scripture describes when demons they attack heavenly planets, how the demigods they run away. They hide behind the bushes out of fear of these demons. People are trying to go to heavenly planets to become citizens of heaven. The rulers of heaven, they have problems. You must have seen in the TV, the Ravan, when Ravan was ruling, you see this Ramayana TV, you'll see one blue man lying under his feet and he's putting his feet on top of the blue man. That blue man is Satan, Shani. And Ravana is ruling, they say, he is using Indra to cut grass for his horses. What protection Indra will give us? Whether it's an offense to Indra, I don't want to commit offense to Indra by saying this. And Brihaspati was doing tuition for his children, Ravana's children. And this is Satan Sanishtar. The Satan is most dangerous one in India. So dangerous people, they don't bring Sanishtar. All demigods, they worship inside the house. Sanishtar outside the house under the tree. The most dangerous. Satan goes wrong, your life is horrible. And that demigod, that Satan has situation like this. So what are the demigods, how much they can bear it? So if you analyze like this, that nobody is there to help us really. The devotees, they have understood. Bhaja Huremana Srinanda Nandana Abhaya Charanarbindare. So devotees, they teach their mind, oh my dear mind, you please worship the lotus feet of Krishna, Abhaya Charanarbindare. Please take shelter of Krishna. Sama Sritaje Padapallava Klabang Mahat Padang Punnajasa Murare Bhavam Buddhi Vastra Padang Parang Padang 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 Jad Vipadang Matesang Sama Sritaje Padapallava Klabang Sammak Asrita. Complete surrender unto the lotus feet of Murari, that Mahat Padam. One who takes this Padam, Padam Jat Vipadam, this material world has constantly every moment there is danger, but not Esang. Not for those who take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. There is no danger for them. There is no danger for them in the sense, as I was telling yesterday, they don't feel danger. They always feel protected. Whether apparently it sounds they are in danger, they don't feel danger. Devotees, they go through lot of danger, lot of difficulties, but they don't feel it. They don't feel it. For example, even one father holding one son, his baby son. When father is holding baby son, so baby son feeling very protected, very happy. But sometimes in India, I have seen the father play with the baby, father will hold the baby like this and throw the sky. Then again hold, then again throw, again hold. So when father throw the baby to the sky, the baby cry or laughs? Laughs more, why? Are you are thrown into the sky, very precarious situation. You may fall and smash. The baby smiles more, more happy. He does not feel. So devotees are like this. Even if apparently they are thrown into a very precarious situation, they feel protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the fear. This is the problem of life. This is the dangers of the life. But one interesting point is, all these things I presented to you, they are not real danger, real fear, real problems of life. Krishna has described the real problems of life. What are the real dukkha? What are the real sufferings of life? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, dukkha, dosanu, darshanam. Birth, death, old age, disease. there the dukkha, and saying this is the jnana. Jnana means to understand your sufferings. But are these real sufferings of life? Janma mrtyu jara vyadhi, a real suffering of life. You see, for common people in general, they are suffering based upon eating, mating, sleeping, defending. If some inconvenience in this, they count it as a suffering. I have nothing to eat, oh, I am suffering. I have no house to sleep, I am suffering. You understand? So that is a very lower standard of understanding of suffering. That you are lacking to eat, lack of eating, mating, sleeping and defending. Some problems with that. So, the gross materialistic people, their sufferings limited to this. Okay. So when we read Bhagavad Gita, then you understand, oh, these are not the real problems of my life. That I have been wasting my whole life to sort out these problems. The real problem of my life is birth, death, old age and disease. Yes. One has to understand the real problems of life, real sufferings of life, real dangers of life. But if you analyze more, these are not the real sufferings of life. If these would be real sufferings of life, then why Krishna would say, Dehinasmin jatha dehe komarang jabanangara tatha dehantara praptin ghirasatra namujyati? What is the death? Death is simply change of body. Dhirastatra namujyati. Stitta pragya. They don't get bewildered. So this at one level, birth, death, old age, disease is not suffering. If you get promoted to that level, that is not suffering. So what is the suffering? Avidya, ignorance. Yes. So what are the suffering? Avidya. Avidya is the cause. What is the effect? Separation from Krishna. What I am losing? What is my suffering? Yes. I am deprived of deriving that pleasure. I derive by engaging in his loving service. That is suffering. You understand? The lack of that enjoyment, the lack of that pleasure is considered a suffering. That is the highest suffering. But we don't recognize. We don't recognize the real suffering of life, real danger of life, real problem of life. That we are deprived of deriving the pleasure we derive in engaging loving service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, if you analyze, we see at one level, our sufferings are just obstacles in eating, mating, sleeping and defending for any common people. In another level, the sufferings means birth, death, old age and disease. In another level, suffering means I'm deprived of serving Krishna. So that is the highest suffering. That's why it has been stated that dullabha manusha janma labhya sansare Krishna na bhajana dukkha kahiva kahar. That is the highest dukkha. Highest dukkha is even after receiving this rarely obtainable human life, human body, still we are not engaged in serving Krishna. So how to solve that problem? That should be anxiety in our life. How to be engaged in loving service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, dukkha or sufferings, who suffers? And who are happy in this material world? Maitreya Rishi is telling, two kinds of people are happy, one kind of people are suffering. Those people are completely ignorant. They don't understand what is suffering, even if, right? They are very happy. They are very ignorant, dull head. I have seen the people that kill goats, they bring five, six goats, and they put some grass, and one goat is killed, the cutting. Other goats eating grass nicely. Is this goat afraid of? Not afraid of. So dull head. So means you are dull head. You don't have any fear. You have no sufferings. People are very dull head. They are happily spending time. No, they have no problem. Very enjoying their life. And people, they are in transcendental platform. Paramahansa. They are enjoying their life. And in between, like us, we are only suffering. Neither we are so dull head. We have understood what is suffering. Nor we are in Paramahansa platform. We are sandwiched in between. And we are the people that are suffering. Sadhaka's Maitri is saying, this kind of people, we have recognized what is suffering. We have understood. If you would not understand what is suffering, that would be beneficial for us. We are not so degraded not to understand the suffering. We have understood suffering. But we have not come to a platform how to become free from suffering. So that is the danger. So devotee recognize the padang padang hijati padang, that how to understand the dangerous, precarious situation in this material world. That is very important. That is very important to understand. And this phase is a difficult phase of the life. This phase is a difficult phase of the life. This transition period of the life. Do you understand? You recognize fear. And that is the time which helps us to fully surrender unto Krishna. Fully surrender unto Krishna. Sama asritaje padapallava plavau mahat padang punnaja samurare. Do you fully take shelter, cling to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Okay, that is about fear I described. But actually what this purport describes, very interesting, that Vasudeva saying in his previous verse that I took shelter of Krishna, but I could not get real benefit to my life because I was bewildered. So that did not bring any benediction to my life. So what I should do? Now I take shelter of you, the pure devotees of Krishna. That is more important. More important is to take shelter of pure devotees. And here the commentator clarifying two things, anjasa and adha. Adha means directly. So somebody may think directly connect to Krishna. I think no. Directly connection to Krishna is not direct connection. To connect through Krishna, devotee is direct connection. How it is direct connection? With devotees, pure devotees, spiritual master is transparent via Nidhi. Transparent. That is, we get direct connection with Krishna. And anjasa. Anjasa means very easy, very pleasant. Rajvidya, Rajguhyam, Pavitram, Idam Uttamam. Prataksham avagamam, susukham, susukham kartum abhayam. It's very pleasant, kartum abhayam. So that's why the commentator telling here how one should not be just very proud, jump over spiritual master, jump over the pure devotees, association of devotees. Association of devotees like Narad Muni, it completely changes the life. And movement association with pure devotee can change the whole life. And that has happened from Narad Muni's instances, many devotee instances, and recently Srila Prabhupada's instances we have seen also. How Prabhupada's association has changed hundreds, thousands of people. Who made all these people devotee? Gita made devotee. Teachings of Gita, teachings of Bhagavatam. Our teachings of Gita was there in America. So many commentary is there on Bhagavad Gita. Why people could not become devotee that time, before Prabhupada come? So what made them devotee? Not Gita or Bhagavatam. When Gita and Bhagavatam spoken by pure devotees. Satang prasangan mamavirja sambhito bhavanti hitkarna rasayana katha. Then it becomes influencing. Satang prasangan. When spoken by, when described by, because they're self-realized. Sukadeva Goswami was self-realized. That says, Sukha Mukhad Amrita Drabasanjitam. When that this substance or the subject matter of Vedic knowledge came out from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, who was a self-realized personality, that becomes more palatable, more relatable for the devotees. So that's why this purport explaining that devotee is very important. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Labe Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Haya. You see, in this Kali Yuga, only shelter is holy name. Kali Yuga, there is no incarnation of God. Mahaprabhu came as Channa Avatar. But Kali Kala, Nam Rupa Krishna Avatar. He came as holy name. And also Kali Kala, he came as Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Sudham Apagate Dharma Gyanadivisaha Kalaunasta Dishamesa Puranarko Dhunaditi. Holy name Bhagavatam only shelter. But even if holy name and Bhagavatam only shelter, that waits for what? For sadhu. That's why I said, Japada Bhagavata Vaishnavarasthane, Ekanta Asriyakara Chaitanya Charane. Go and hear Bhagavatam with the association of devotee. You will read Bhagavatam, you will understand in one way. When the same Bhagavatam is discovered, the association of devotee, the meaning of Bhagavatam will manifest in different way. Karmis are reading Bhagavatam, Jnanis are reading Bhagavatam, Yogis are reading Bhagavatam, Vaishnavas are reading Bhagavatam, but for everybody, Bhagavatam makes a difference meaning. Pidya jathamang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajamyam. Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. For karmi, Bhagavat will give one meaning. And among Vaishnavas will read, they will understand Bhagavatam one way. Ramanuja followers, Madhva followers, they will understand one way. But when the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read Srimad Bhagavatam, that will give completely different meaning. So that's why they need the association of devotees. Same way Harinam also. Harinam is very great. We take shelter of Harinam. But it has been stated that sansara jinityar kono vastu nahi sadhu sanga harinam ei matra jara. Harinam is very powerful. When a sadhu sanga harinam, then that becomes really powerful. So both harinam and bhagavatam, these are two only shelter for us in this Kali Yuga. But if we take shelter of holinam and bhagavatam, with that association of sadhu, there is danger in our life. Always you have to stay to get protection for developing our bhakti lata. We need protection. If you put a plant, then few days after you go, then goats or cows, in America you don't have that problem. But in India, goats, cows are moving everywhere. You put a plant and few days after, the plant is no more there. But you have to put a fencing, right? So bhakti lata, what is fencing for bhakti lata? Sadhu sangha. But sadhu sangha itself is very dangerous also. You know? Sadhu sangha is very beneficial and most dangerous. Because sadhu sangha itself will kill you bhakti lata. If he commit offense. So sadhu sangha is that offense. This is Prabhupada saying, I tried to preach in India, nobody become devotee. I preached in America, people become devotee. You know why? Rupa is saying, in America, there is no sadhu. So Americans, they are not doing any sadhu ninda. No Vaishnava aparat. So that they become quickly devotee. But Indians, they are always doing sadhu ninda, Vaishnava ninda. So many sadhus are there. So it is difficult for Indians to become devotee. The Americans quickly become devotee, but they are not doing any sadhu ninda. Very interesting point. And same point also, Vrindavan Das Thakur saying, Jagai Madhai, how they got Krishna Prem? And they committed so much sinful activities. They become Krishna Prem because they're drunkards. They're drinking, they got Krishna Prem. How that helped drinking? Because they're drunk, so they had no time for Paraninda Paracharcha. Means to gossip about others, to blaspheme others, there is no time. They are always drinking and in a different mood. So they are saved in that way, to blaspheme others. So that is the point. When that protection, we need before shelter of Krishna, we need shelter of sadhu, and shelter of sadhu sangha and association, and try to become free from this offense. This is conclusion. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Pramananda. Thank you all so much for giving your association for 2 days. Tomorrow I will be leaving. I hope sometime future I will come and get your association again. Please visit Mayapur and Audarya Dham will be blessed by visiting Mayapur. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for giving your association for the past couple of days. Maharaj, you were talking about offenses, committing offenses. That seems to be like a big topic of contention within our society of how can we determine, well, this is an offense or this is speaking the truth about a devotee, or what are the ramifications, how can we understand or how can we protect ourselves living in the association of devotees and due to our own conditioning, or the truth, I don't know which one is correct, that we may see other things that are going on among us which may appear to be wrong from our own intellectual background. So how can we safeguard ourselves or correct that situation, at least within our own minds?
You see, speaking truth is no problem. Speaking truth is no problem. Chanakya has said, Satyam Briyat Priyam Briyat. You speak truth in a palatable way. But in our case, what happens? If I think truth, that is truth, that is one problem. I speak it about a very unpalatable way, a very sarcastical way, a very offensive way, that is the problem. When I speak truth in a nice way, proper way, constructive way, and that will not give us trouble, problem. But actually what happens? He is doing something wrong. I am not concerned how he is to be rectified to a good man. I am just enjoying, very palatable, discussing the wrong thing to others. You understand? That is our sense gratification. One Vaishnava is saying, you can refrain from the attachment of Kamini and Kanchana, sex life and wealth. You can give up that. But gossiping against Vaishnava gives so pleasure, very difficult to give up. The highest sense gratification, yes. The highest sense gratification, more sense gratification than Kamini Kanchana. And that Maharaj is saying, it's like pickle, you know, pickle. If puri, sweet rice will come, they're very nice. But saliva does not come from your mouth. Pickle comes, saliva comes. So point is, you speak truth, but speak in a palatable way. But we don't do that. We enjoy discussing against somebody. That is a very bad habit. We all have this habit. And another problem is, what is truth? I think this is truth. Not necessarily this truth. And I consider higher authorities. This is the I think. Is this truth or not? These two problems has to be resolved. That what I think that is truth, or the way I am presenting the truth, that has to be balanced. Satyam Briyat, Priyam Briyat. Satyam Apriyam Ma Briyat. When the truth, don't speak it in an unpalatable way. And I have observed that. So senior people, they are very grave. They don't speak something very quickly. No? It takes time. They speak very controlled way. But we have no control. As soon as something comes up, we talk like this. And we think, oh, I am showing my intelligence. But that is our failure. No? I'm arguing. I'm defeating. No? No. But I have seen those more sober leaders, they don't speak. They listen. They speak very little, very nice way. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he defeated that Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri? Keshav Kashmiri came for argument. But he could have brought many, many pandits and defeat to Keshav Kashmiri. That is what we would do. If I would be a learned person like that, I would prove myself, just see. But what Mahaprabhu said? No, he's such a elevated personality, respected personality. I cannot offend him, make him down in front of everybody. So he managed, no, he was sitting on Ganga, bank of Ganga with few of his students. Then he came and then he gave him a lesson. You understand? But in our case, I know he has done something wrong. I will not go personally to pacify him, but I will make him offended in front of many people. And I enjoy by that. All these problems we have, these are inbuilt problems within us. It's a big challenge in our life also. To overcome this big challenge in our life. You understand? Friends, amen. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Premanande.